I saw you come in this morning. New boots?
Yes.
They're gorgeous.
Gucci bought them on my trip to Manhattan.
How much?
Jillian doesn't mess around. Your week's wages. I don't mess around either. Did you really come in here to talk about my boots?
Yeah, sure.
Her cheeks turn a deep shade of pink. You know you blush when you lie?
Attila sent out the new organization chart,
she blurts out, tossing a copy of the new org chart on my desk. Attila is our code name for Veronica Karpinski, short for Attila the Hun. I inadvertently labeled her with the moniker several years ago when she was an up-and-comer, bustling around the office commanding and conquering. To my chagrin, the name stuck. To my good fortune, no one remembers where or when it originated.
So I see.
I duck behind my laptop. Jillian stretches toward me, whispering,
You're reporting to Mike Perkins now?
Truly, I want to scream.
I can read email.
The tears surface again, and I'm sure if I blink even once, they'll spill over. I click on an old email from Lucy to get the horrid I've been demoted email off the screen. Anything else I can do for you, Jillian? I ask, ready for this exchange to be over. The pressure beneath is about to cause an explosion, and I can't be responsible for Jillian's safety.
What is Attila thinking? I mean, everyone loves you. Mike is so...
She knows what she's doing. As angry as I am at Ronnie right now, I cannot be drawn into idle talk with Jillian Holmes, resident gossip at large. Anything I say can and will be circulated around the office.
Well, if there's anything...
I stand, cutting her off. I'm good. Thanks. My phone rings as Jillian exits. Caller ID tells me it's Lucy. Thank goodness. I stretch around my desk with one booted leg and tip the door shut. The dam holding back the tears breaks.
Macy, what's wrong?
Lucy asks about 10 times before I can suck it up enough to answer her.
I'm so angry. So angry.
I manage between sobs. I drop my head and braid back my hair with my fingers. Tears drip onto the faux oak desktop. I wipe them away with the edge of the org chart Jillian left behind.
What happened?
Attila the Hun reorganized the entire operations department?
When?
Over the weekend, I guess.
And?
I am no longer manager of customer service.
What? Can she do that?
She just did. Flip-flop a few names on a chart and...
My head pounds from the sudden surge of emotions. Casper is a medium-sized but wildly successful software company. Kyle Casper's latest brainchild, W-Book, is destined to take the World Wide Web by storm. Everyone from little Johnny to great granny can create and maintain a website. It's as easy as W-Book. But I digress.
You know how these things go, Luce. They do what they want. Changing departments and department heads at the drop of a hat is nothing new. I just never imagined it would happen to me.
Lucy consoles me.
Macy, you are so good at what you do. You earned that job.
You don't think I know that? But as of this morning's email, I report to Mike Perkins, the new manager of customer service. He reports to Ronnie.
She could have at least changed his title, Lucy notes in a soft tone. One would think. I'm back to fuming. There is no reason, absolutely no reason for her to replace me. My performance evaluations do not indicate unsatisfactory work or poor leadership. I give 110% to Casper and Company. I arrive early, stay late. Last Thanksgiving, I volunteered to work over the holiday weekend to help secure a $500,000 deal. And in December, I donated the last 2 days of my Colorado vacation to accompany the VP of sales on a client visit.
Macy, there has to be a reason,
Lucy concludes.
Attila the Hun's lunatic incompetence?
Talk to Kyle, she suggests. He's a coward. He'll tell me to talk to Ronnie and then back whatever she says.
Then talk to Ronnie.
Lucy's full of advice I don't like.
No, she did this. Let her come to me.
Fine, Lucy sighs. Then live with it.